Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2151. Why Are There No Attractive Men in Your Area? By Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. I'm Greg Audino, really thankful that you've decided to join this weekend. And what do you say we keep this intro nice and short and get right to the post from Evan today as we optimize your life. Why Are There No Attractive Men in Your Area? By Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. We've spent some time talking about dating market value. The conversation tends to ruffle feathers for a number of reasons, but mostly because we don't like what the data reveals, even though the data reveals something that any honest observer would be able to point out without any data. Men find 20-year-old women most attractive. Women think 80% of men are unattractive. That brings us to a particular article in Quillette, one of my recent go-to reads, entitled Attraction Inequality and the Dating Economy. The piece is too long by half and devolves into some Evo Psych stuff by the very end. But the first part verifies what I see every day. Men complain that most women find them unattractive, and women complain that no men are attractive. Yet somehow, many women want to deny this. It's a bad look to reject 80% of men out of hand, so there's always a lot of rationalization and whataboutism. I've been rejected by men, too. You haven't seen all the guys I've gone out with. I give a chance to all sorts of men. But most men are unattractive. I can't force myself to like a guy. No, you can't. But if you want to know why you hear a lot of angry men, this is why. Women think 80% of them are physically repulsive, and another 80% of them aren't smart enough and don't make enough money, which leaves a small dating pool for women. Maybe we can agree on this. Women in general are objectively more attractive than men. Either way, the article introduces the Gini coefficient. Quote, "The Gini coefficient is a number between 0 and 1 that represents the degree of income inequality in any given nation or group. An egalitarian group in which each individual has the same income would have a Gini coefficient of 0, while an unequal group, in which one individual had all the income and the rest had none, would have a Gini coefficient close to 1. Some enterprising data nerds have taken on the challenge of estimating Gini coefficients for the dating economy. Among straight people, this actually means calculating 2 Gini coefficients, one for men and one for women. If women all find every man equally attractive, the male dating economy will have a Gini coefficient of 0. If men all find the same one woman attractive and consider all other women unattractive, the female dating economy will have a Gini coefficient close to 1. But while the situation for women is something like an economy with some poor, some middle class, and some millionaires, the situation for men is closer to a world with a small number of super billionaires surrounded by huge masses who possess almost nothing. According to a Hinge analyst, on a list of 149 countries' Gini indices provided by the CIA World Factbook, this would place the female dating economy as 75th most unequal, average think Western Europe, and the male dating economy as the 8th most unequal, kleptocracy, apartheid, perpetual civil war, think South Africa. Quartz reported on this finding, and also cited another article about an experiment with Tinder that claimed that the bottom 80% of men, in terms of attractiveness, are competing for the bottom 22% of women, and the top 78% of women are competing for the top 20% of men. These studies examined likes and swipes on Hinge and Tinder, respectively, which are required if there is to be any contact, via messages, between prospective matches. Tinder's Gini coefficient is 0.58, meaning it has higher inequality than 95% of the world's national economies. End quote. That sounds about right to me. Men swipe right on everyone remotely attractive, just to see who replies. Women are far more selective, swiping back on less than 30% of men and wondering where all the men are. I don't blame them. And neither does the author. Quote, "There are no villains in this story. Nobody can or should be blamed for his or her honest preferences. And if women collectively believe that most men are unattractive, what grounds does anyone, male or female, have to argue with them? We may pity the large majority of men who are regarded as unattractive and who have few or no romantic experiences, while a small percentage of attractive men have many. Just as much, consider that we live in a monogamous culture, and so the 20% of men who are regarded as attractive can only be in committed relationships with at most 20% of women." End quote. And that, my friends, is how I've had a job for 16 years. My clients want to date the top 20%, and it's my job to help them find him, and maybe even expand her search into, say, the top 30%. You just listened to the post titled, "Why Are There No Attractive Men in Your Area?" by Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, and thanks to Evan for sharing this post, one that could indeed be pretty divisive, as he suggests. And whether or not you buy into what he said or what the article he featured has said, remember that there are always exceptions. And oftentimes, it's when we forget this that we are most apt to falling victim to negative thinking. If you're a man who thinks you're hopeless if you're not in the top 20% of attractiveness, or a woman who thinks you're hopeless as soon as you age out of your 20s, giving way to these generalizations is not going to help you at all, for a myriad of reasons. Your frustrations can pile up, leading to issues with self-confidence, preconceived notions about what people in the dating pool are about or are looking for, perhaps even deciding to play by the same rules, if you will, and leaving your values behind as if this would somehow help you get revenge or like level the playing field in a healthy way. We often go to generalizations because we feel as though they're realistic, but relying too heavily on them only limits our open-mindedness and therefore our potential. This is the case in dating or anywhere in life, really. So it's something to keep in mind, folks, as we come to the end of another episode of ORD. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and making it possible. Thank you for listening all the way through to the end. And I hope to see you again tomorrow for more content. That's where your optimal life awaits.